Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.
And what's good, gentlemen? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for season 4 of the one and only D1 Ignorant University podcast. I'm your host with the most eaten toasty and ghost, Jay Brown, coming to you semi-live from multiple undisclosed locations. Now, it's been a minute since y'all heard from me, but that's because we're having other issues that are ignorant as well. We don't need to get into those. But
he's actually shooting the episode at Harry Hines right now.
Shut up. Anything happened on Harry Hines. I want y'all to know it is State Fair time here in the great state of Texas and DFW. So, as the great Dallas proverb says and states fully, park anywhere on the fairgrounds, but don't park at CVS.
Ain't that the truth?
Because if you park at CVS, well, there's a 99.9999% chance your car is not going to be there when you get back. So, saying that, let me introduce to you your old faithful ignorant crew, even though they show up about once every quarter. We have the man of the plan who is still crying from an OU loss last Saturday. So, let me introduce the man, the myth, the legend, EGO1 himself, Eric McFly, if you're nasty. Eric Gaines, what's good?
What's popping, man? You know, your boy not even hurt from it because I watched the whole game all the way through. That's how tough I am.
So we got to let you into the salty spittoon?
Yeah. When people ask me how tough you are, I tell them I watched the whole 2005 national championship game all the way through. The 2019 or 2020 playoff semifinals game all the way through, and then I watched that 49-0 beatdown all the way through.
The signs of a true fan.
I feel like I deserve like some kind of credit for that, though.
I don't know who's gonna give it to you. It just won't be me. So to my virtual right, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, who is so hydrated that this man pisses pure water at an alkaline pH. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as the thought of the group. You know him as the Black Empowerment petty man himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Coon.
What's happening? What's happening, y'all? Hey, man. Ravens did it. That's all I got to say, brother. And maybe it was good that at halftime we were not up by 3 touchdowns.
Hey, look, an ugly win is still a win.
Ugly. Hey, Jamal knows he has my boy in fantasy. It's ugly. It's going to look ugly some weeks, man.
Hey, it's all about production, baby. So before we get into the show, I got a joke to tell y'all. Y'all going to love it. I promise you're going to love this one. So y'all, what's the difference between Disney and holes?
What?
Zero.
Wow.
Come on, that was a good one. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all see the haters that I have on my show? They tripping.
This man stinks.
Oh, brother. God stinks.
I don't want to hear y'all. Bullshit. Anyway, since they stay hating, let's get into the first segment of the day, shall we? So, I know the NFL season is going. We are heading into week 6 at this very moment of recording. And after Monday night, Monday night football is a trip this year because, good Lord, we done seen some stinkers and we done seen some teams do their best to give the game away to the other team. And somehow, some way, it felt like this. The Raiders and the Chiefs are always an interesting matchup, but this one was not for the reasons that you think. E.G., you come from a Chiefs household. What did you think was going on yesterday?
I ain't gonna lie, Jamal. Last night, I had to walk upstairs because being downstairs, it got ugly. Especially after that roughing the passer call. Yeah, you know how that goes.
I told people that roughing the passer call is going to decide a crucial game in the playoffs this year. Maybe even the Super Bowl. Ugly.
Yeah, man. That roughing the passer call yesterday. At this point, let's just play touch.
Are they saying that if the quarterback is trying to brace his fall and then you land on him, that's the roughing the passer call?
I don't know what they want. They say you can't put your weight on the quarterback. All right. But when you try to brace yourself and not put your weight on the quarterback, and oh, by the way, at that point where Derek Carr got the ball taken away from him, he was no longer the ball carrier. So that rule doesn't apply to him. So what do you want? I don't know what kind of acrobatics you think D linemen can really pull off, but okay, you told him you can't hit him from the shoulder up. Cool. All right, that's doable. You can't hit him from the knee down. All right, that makes it harder, but still semi-doable. And now, when you hit them in completely legal places, especially if your name is Tom Brady, because he's not safe in this, it's a penalty. What more do you want from people? I don't understand. What can you do as a defensive player?
You know, it makes sense on them rants that Michael Parsons be going on Twitter about how defensive players get no kind of safety net on the game during the games. Like, remember, I mean, that's probably a bad example because I was about to bring up about the him getting double teamed that one game. What's another one? Oh, obviously the roughing the passer, but also the fact that they don't give no defensive leeway at all for a regular tackle.
They don't. And what's crazy, well, they're doing that to turn this into a more offensive league, but what they're doing is, bro, it's getting ugly out here, man. Like, this shit just don't make sense.
Because I get it. The quarterbacks are the highest paid player. They're the marquee guys. They're who you're trying to market to the world, and you want to keep them on the field. That's understandable. But damn it, they signed up to play football like everybody else. Nice. They got to take their hits. They already get extra protection because they're in the pocket and they can't see things coming and they are virtually a sitting duck. I feel that. But it's ridiculous. At this point, bro, let's just play 7-on-7. Let's put a flag on the quarterback and all you got to do is rip it off. Because this don't make no sense.
And I agree.
Speaking, if we want to be real, the most unnecessary roughness from this game came from Devontae Adams.
This man is stupid.
Am I wrong?
Bro, this goes back to what I was saying. Stop having all these people have access to the field, bro. This is an emotional game. These people don't know what they're doing being around these players, and they all up in their faces and everything, bro. Like, just, hey, man, at some point, y'all got to back up because football is a very emotional sport, bro. Get your ass off the field, dog. We have all these cameramen and people on the field. This is what happens, bro. We've all played sports, but we get mad as hell. Like, you black out. Like, bro, this is football, bro. You got to have a different mindset in the field. Bro, get all these people from around these people, bro.
You can't blame the sideline people for that. He's an employee just doing his job. I agree. The sidelines are too crowded. But look, it's different if you just, you know, bump into a guy or shoulder check a guy as you walk out. If that happens, no one's going to bat an eye. Somebody may say a word or two, but it's not going to end up like this. Bro, you can't just deliberately push a man and think this is going to end in your favor. Hey, well, look, me and Devontae Adams are roughly the same size, but if he pushes me, I am flopping like a fish out of water and I'm getting that check. I'm gonna get paid.
Well, but they showed a different view of like the camera behind Devontae Adams. That dude looked like he jumped in front of Devontae Adams at the last second, intentionally.
Devontae Adams physically put both hands out in front and lean back and push them. That's whether he popped out or not. Because if a dude pops out in front of me, I never reach out with two hands because that puts you off balance. And two, he could have just kept walking.
Hey, man. I'm just saying what I saw on the videos. I'm not taking no sides on that. I'm just glad Devontae's not in my division no more.
Really? That's why you don't want to take sides, because that's all you care about is Devontae not having to play you twice a year.
He's your problem, not mine.
He's obviously not my problem the way the Raiders play. Hey, that's for a whole different set of rules. They ain't got nothing to do with me. But it did turn out that this man is pressing charges and is going to want some money. I'm not going to lie. We all saw that push. Was it violent? No. Did Devontae have to do it? Also, no. But can you blame him? I mean, the guy who's getting money, can you blame him?
Hey, man, go get your bag, dog.
Back. Hey, real quick, what would y'all demand from Devontae Adams right now? If you got pushed, what are your...
If I were to get pushed by Devontae, I want $5 million. And I want an autograph from Tom Brady and some game-used cleats from him.
Why would you think he can get the Tom Brady thing done?
Because he works in the NFL.
What does that mean? He ain't never had no kind of personal connection with Tom Brady. Fine.
He can give me a Henry Ruggs autograph.
All right, now, yeah.
You're cut off.
We were with you.
Eric is canceled, ladies and gentlemen. Spam his tweets because he's a hoe ass nigga. That is.
Look, man, you're the one that almost got us canceled back in the summer.
I don't give a damn, but at least my canceling didn't involve a dude in jail.
Yeah, but you could have put you in Twitter jail.
Hey, I ain't been in Twitter jail since about 2012. So you know me. Whatever.
Hey, y'all remember when you said go on Twitter jail? Y'all remember when you said go on Twitter jail? Twitter jail, and we text one of our homies, be like, bro, "Hey man, tweet free Eric,
free my dog."
Bro, what were they putting people in Twitter jail for back in the day?
Bro, you only could tweet so much a day, and if you went over that limit, you got put in Twitter jail. That's...
My Ooh. Question is, how people All be right, going on quick. Facebook jail?
Bro, I have no idea.
Nah, people be in Facebook jail like crazy, bro.
How? It's Facebook.
I don't have those answers. I am not Sway. Cool. Real quick, what are you mm-hmm. getting from Devontae? He pushed you like that.
Hey man, I'm a different type of nigga though. I'm not finna sue. We're just throwing hands. I don't know. I'm not thinking about the bad. But if I were to do it, I wouldn't go overboard, right? Because here the thing is, what do I need? You know what I'm saying, to pay everything off and, you know, do what I got to do. I go for a half a mil.
See, Coop, people like Coop are just too prideful for their own good. Because look,
but that's reasonable. And he could actually pay me that, though. That's reasonable, bro.
You right. But I'm talking about your mindset of wanting the fans. Hey, look. I'm a grown man, too. Especially me and Devontae are not that different in size. Like, there's a bunch of NFL dudes much bigger than me. He ain't one of them. But look, when it comes to the bag, like you said, he could give me easy $500K to a million, and he wouldn't blink. It would not hurt his bank account at all. Forget that pride, man. I'm getting to the bread. Getting to the money.
I already said I'm taking $5 million.
Hey, you know what? I don't blame nobody for that. Whatever amount that you try for. Just going to tell you, if you get too greedy, you might end up with nothing.
See, he going to say, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to ask for $5 million, but I know they really going to give me like 25 or 2.5. So you got to think, I'm thinking that logic.
It depends, because at that point, they're going to start trying to discredit you as a victim.
And I would say, hey, you can't discredit what ESPN done already put out there.
I ain't gonna crap.
Either you can tell me, I tell them, look, you can either pay me now or I'm gonna be on First Take. Like, my name is LeVar Ball. Which one do you want?
Oh, no, I'm gonna make it a little bit more spicy. I'm gonna bounce my head off the ground and give myself a concussion.
You gonna pull a Tua?
Yep. I'm gonna come out here throwing up Crip signs.
See's up. So before we leave, before we get on to our next segment, I have something to say. I got Eric, count me down for 30 seconds. No. Okay, Eric. That's
got you, so the clock is running. The clock is running.
You gonna tell me? All right. So
I'm at 15 right now.
I said count me down like 3, 2, 1.
You didn't say out loud.
This is why you gotta be specific.
Coop, did he say out loud?
Yeah, he did. He wasn't specific.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I am a fan of the LA Chargers and goddamn Brandon Staley. I'm not gonna raise my voice again. I've already been heard enough. We somehow magically got the win because the Raiders apparently can Raider harder than the Chargers can Charger. But damn it, Brandon Staley, kick the damn ball. That's all I have to say, y'all. Next topic. So, to keep on the topic of the NFL, there's a lot of players who are good. There's a lot of players who are great. And then there's a lot of players like, damn, you make way too much money. And we are starting a new series here on D1 Indian University of overrated. If you watch,
I'm finna go crazy.
So our first inner segment of the segment in by position, and what we go with is who is the most overrated. And of course, we got to start this thing off with the quarterbacks. Coop, who is your most overrated quarterback in the NFL? Go ahead and tell us.
Russell Wilson. Here's my thing. First game of the season, I gave that to the coach, right? I'm like, yo, bad play calling down the stretch. But now it's getting to the point, is Russell Wilson as good as we thought he was? I mean, Richard Sherman tried to tell us, man.
He's just Baker Mayfield with a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I wouldn't say he's that bad. I wouldn't say he's that bad, but Eric. How many coaches is Baker gonna get fired at this point,
bro? He's on his sixth coach.
Yeah, bro. At this point, it's him. Yeah. That's
cool. You know what's the hardest part of coming to terms with this Russell Wilson thing?
What?
That as of now, Russell Wilson is the greatest black quarterback of all time. And seeing this, we're like, ooh, this don't look good for our argument.
Hey, man, Pat Mahomes is the greatest black quarterback of all time.
But see, then they can always throw out that argument, well, he's mixed. And we just got to be like, fuck, he is.
Isn't Russell Wilson mixed?
Yep.
No.
He not?
Russell Wilson not. No, he's just white.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He just light skin.
No, he's just light skin. So yeah, we got Pat Mahomes who definitely will surpass him, but then they can just throw the argument, he half white, and then what we gonna say?
In my eyes, Randall Cunningham and Michael Vick, the greatest black quarterbacks to me.
What you know about Ram Bam Cunningham, boy?
Hey, Ram Bam got a ring.
He did. He was on that Baltimore Ravens team. He did. I would say Russell Wilson is the most overrated. I say he's the most overrated player in the league. But if you want to say quarterback specifically, yeah, that's him.
Can I get mine?
EG, where you at? I'm actually interested to hear what you got to say.
I've been waiting since week 2.
Oh God, here it is again.
Kirk fucking Cousins.
Bro, no one. He's not overrated. Everybody knows he's ass.
Is this really overrated, or do you just want to slander Kirk Cousins for like 45 seconds straight?
Both.
Go ahead. Clock is running.
All right. So, remember beginning of the football season, they said everyone was like,
Kirk Cousins gonna be MVP.
Hold on. Who the hell said that?
ESPN, NFL Network.
Michael Irvin off that booger sugar.
Whatever Michael Irvin says does not count.
Kirk Cousins is going to be the dark horse. That's all I saw on Twitter. I'm like, I know what this is going to happen. I know exactly what's going to happen. He starts playing against a real defense. And as we saw what happened in week two, y'all saw my rant in the group chat and on Twitter. I probably had the biggest meltdown that y'all seen in a while because that was pretty bad. But that's beside the point. Kirk Cousins is overrated. Shouldn't be a starter. I hate that man. I hate everything about him. He can go suck a dick.
Damn.
I figured that's where this was going. So I'm about to hurt Eric's heart a little bit right now. Cause I've not been talking about Kirk Cousins.
And this I was gonna say Baker being but...
from the DFW myself. Baker is what he is. Don't no one expect much out of him except Skip Bayless. And don't no one care what he got to say.
To be honest, yeah, Skip Bayless is the only person that really rides for Baker Mayfield. Everybody else knows what the hell he is.
I mean, it took Eric a while, but he finally joined the rest of us.
I ain't like, gonna lie. This nigga's kind of fun slandering Baker.
I mean, Baker played for the Browns. That was slander enough.
Thing about Baker Mayfield is, bro, it's just like how many – like you – they legit got DJ – you got people thinking DJ Moore is a bad football player.
He's not. He just don't like Baker Mayfield. But anyway, my overrated MVP – I mean, my overrated quarterback, I got to say, it's Kyler Murray.
I'm not going to argue that.
I can't argue that.
Yeah, I can't argue
Kyler
that.
Kyler Murray is a great talent, but he can't play in structure. He refuses to play in structure. And luckily, he's just that good of an athlete to where it works out for him sometimes. But it feels like if this man isn't playing backyard football, if they not running the annexation of Puerto Rico, if you don't know what that is, go see the little Giants get shit together. They out here running the annexation of Puerto Rico. That's the only way he can be successful. And that's not how it works in the NFL. And
yeah.
I blame half of that on his college-ass quarterback, on his college-ass head coach in Cliff Kingsbury.
Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Everything they say that Pat Mahomes does, that he plays street ball, no, that's Kyler.
Pat Mahomes does it to a degree, and yeah, he be going overboard sometimes, but he's learned when and where to do it for the most part, and he's way more successful than Kyler doing it. Kyler has not learned when to turn it off. He hasn't, and that's his issue.
Yeah. Can't knock it.
So, for any of y'all who are Cardinals fans out there, if you run across Kyler Murray on Warzone or any Call of Duty, yell at him and tell him get his ass and watch the
show. Hey, you know what? Vikings play them the weekend that Modern Warfare comes out.
Oh, so that's a dub.
Yeah, that's going to be easy, dub. The Nail Hunter's going to have like 3 sacks and Darius going to have like 2 more.
Hilarious.
How you first prestige, but you fourth in the division?
He got to hire KD Reagan than his passer Reagan.
All right. Keep a lookout segment of overrated. When you hear the clap, you know not to clap back. It is just that time of year. So we're going to take things a different direction. In honor of Texas whooping OU's ass and making Eric cry for a whole 24 hours. I don't care what he says. That's what happened. Don't listen to nobody else. We're going to talk about the best non-sport rivalries in history. I know y'all what you're thinking. You may not understand, so let me break it down for you. We talking things like Scooby-Doo in diets. We talking like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. We talking like the Powerpuff Girls and not whooping Mojo Jojo's ass. You know, he was already in jail and they wanted smoke. I don't know what Mojo did to deserve it. I don't. Anyway, so we're going to get it to our first non-sport rivalries. EG, what you got for us?
Man, this popped in my head. Literally, I was literally thinking about this topic the other day in my head. Scrappy Doo and the Mystery Inc.
Scrappy Doo does not like Mystery Inc.
at all. I was at my desk yesterday, and I don't know why I was just thinking. I was like, Scrappy Doo really does not like Mystery Inc. at all. Like, they really hold that man back.
Oh, he really just thought like, hey, Scooby, my uncle, I'm cute. I should be running this thing. And Fred is like, nah, you ain't got no ascot. You can't get no ass, so it don't matter what you say. Get your ass back.
But the thing about it, he got that dog in him.
He just got that dog in him.
I mean, Cooper, I think that's a good rivalry.
Does not have that dog in him.
Like, Coop, do you think that's a good rivalry? Scrappy Doo versus Mystery Inc.?
It is. It's serviceable. If I want to say, man, it's got to be Dora and your boy Swiper, no swiping. Bro, here's the thing about Swiper, bro. You know, most good rivalries, you know, each side normally takes a win every now and then. I've never seen a man take an L day after day and continuously come back with new methods to steal, bro.
Hey, man, a fox is technically a dog, so he got that dog in.
Swipe of the fox, bro. Not De'Aaron's fox, but the real swipe.
Not De'Aaron's.
I'm sensing a trend right now where we're going with all these rivalries right now. They all got that dog in them.
They do, bro.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to break that trend. This next one got that dog in him, but he don't got that dog in him. Y'all forgetting the biggest cartoon rivalry of all time. I'm talking about, this is the definition of on-site. It's Tom and Jerry, bro. It's got to be Tom and Jerry.
Nah, facts.
Facts.
They always ready
the whole show. Bro, the whole premise of this show is Tom wants smoke. And Jerry gonna give it to him like his name is DMX. Like, how? And the funny thing about it, what makes a good rivalry is you gotta have a good amount of back and forth, except with Swiper, that was just kind of funny that he just kept taking his L to this football-shaped head girl. How? Dora's really hate Arnold's Mexican cousin. That's what no one ever wants to talk about.
They gonna drag you, bro. They gonna drag you.
No, ain't no.
Look. All I'm gonna say, cool. All I'm going to say is, Hey Arnold lives in the hood of New York. And what does the hood of New York have mostly?
Hispanics. Wow. Not the Dominicanos.
Hey, he's got a lot of Puerto Ricans.
Not the Dominicanos.
A lot of Spanish-speaking people.
Hey, oh, man, bro, another good rivalry. Perry the Platypus and Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Man, you know what? That rivalry is a lot like, it's like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady won 80% of the time. But Peyton was so good that he made it a doable battle. But at the end of the day, they still friends. Like, Perry the Platypus helped put on a party for Doofenshmirtz's daughter.
I just thought of a rivalry.
Facts, Jamal. Facts.
Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
Hey, bro, man. Which shows were better?
That's a rivalry right there.
It's so hard to do because they were so different and they attacked so many different demographics. And then it's like, can you compare the live action shows to the cartoons? Like, is it fair to be like Kenan and Kel against Kids Next Door? Like, they both fire, but one is like so different.
Yeah, it's because you go straight cartoons versus live animation. That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, it's like comparing a guard to a big man. It's like they do so many different things. You just can't compare them. It ain't the same. And I know I said we were gonna keep sports out of it. I know I said it's not sports, but I gotta throw this shade since Enrique tried to come up on my head today. I gotta say, one of the biggest robberies is Cowboy fans and Common Sense. Like, Common Sense just be whooping their ass. They just keep coming back.
Hey, hold up. Speaking of Enrique, dog, why you keep tagging me in anything Cowboys?
That's bro? What I'm saying. Why was I tagged in all these
shows, bro? I know you're going to listen to this episode because you listen to every single one. I need answers. And you can tweet me or text me, but I need to know why you keep tagging me in anything Cowboy related.
Hey, look, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it.
Look, man, I'm just saying, like, anytime, like, I really just be chilling on Twitter, then out of nowhere, I get a random notification, and I see nothing but strings of Cowboy tweets, and I'm like, bro, I don't even talk about the Cowboys.
Hey, I can't be the only one out here catching strays. Somebody got to catch the ones that I don't get.
Yeah, me and Coop be catching them.
Bro, hey, that's not my problem.
Bro, the conversation was so, you know, Jamal and Enrique, I'm like, bro, there's no room for me to interject.
Literally, hey, like, look, I was going through the feed and I was like, where do I even fit in?
look, he did this to himself. I ain't even say nothing about the Cowboys. I had my own worries talking about as a Charger fan. Well, if y'all ain't seen my video, please go see it and check it out. I'm bearing my soul. Me and my whale and my sword, we don't deserve that. So, we're going to end the show off with the best thing that we know how to do in ignorant land here in the state of Ignorantlandia. We're going to make them mad. We got some hot takes coming out. EG, I know you always got you on you. What you got for a hot take for today?
Hot take for today? Oof. Jack in the Box tacos don't hit no more.
That's your take is steaming cold. Those are lies. Those are lies.
Nah, bro. Only reason why I say that, I don't know what they're doing to them, but they don't taste the same.
You're only supposed to eat those when you drink.
It's just the fact when you cook nuggets, teriyaki bowls, chicken sandwiches, and paninis all in the same fryer. Everything not supposed to taste good. But them tacos. Rough time.
I don't know what's going on with them shells or whatever, but it don't taste the same no more.
Because you're only supposed to eat them when you're drunk.
I don't know what EG problem is, Coop, but Coop, you are the subsequent master of the hot take. Come warm things up for us. What you got?
Hot take as of right now. I gotta mention the Draymond fiasco with Poole. Number one, regardless of whether or not you thought Draymond was in the right or wrong, let's get to the point where that video was not supposed to be leaked to the media. Like, we all play sports. Like, the amount of fights we've seen in training camp that have been worse than that, I didn't think it was much of a... I thought it was one of those things that, hey, man, the team needs to handle that internally. You see what I'm saying? How the hell does that tape get sold to TMZ? Now everybody has their hand in it. Bro, that type of stuff happens every day during training camp, bro. Like, that's the team's business. So now you forcing the Golden State Warriors to make a decision based on public perception, bro. Like, imagine if the tape of Jordan hitting Steve Kerr would have surfaced. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was the same thing. Like, man, niggas is soft, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's a matter that the team needs to handle, bro, and we should have no say-so in that as a public, bro.
I've seen a bunch of fights. I don't know if I've seen fights like that, because Draymond left his feet to punch Jordan Poole. He put all the strength of the ancestors into that punch to punch that light-skinned young man.
And to be honest, though, they did say, though, Jordan Poole was going around the locker room saying, like, he bragging about his contract situation he about to get, and everyone ain't like that. So, I mean, he kind of justified a little bit.
I heard reports he was making bad jokes about his Jordan Poole. He told Draymond he couldn't come swim in his Jordan pool, which, Hey, those are jokes I would make. But hey, you already know if a man push you, you instantly should know the fight is on. The fight is on. And I don't think Jordan Poole took it seriously.
Like, it's different if Jordan Poole went up to him nose to nose and that was it. People, you know. But when you full on push a man, oh yeah, you asking for a fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's what you do something. You can't walk into that and not think something bad is gonna happen.
Hey man, all I'm saying is, man, anytime somebody walk up on me like that, bro, I'm always gonna think it's on go.
Facts. Now to end things off, I know y'all gonna think I'm biased when I say this, and it may be a little biased, but the truth sometimes, you know, the truth gonna set you free. It is state fair time, and you gonna see a lot of people out there, you know, in South Dallas, dressed to impress, dressed to get robbed out on MLK. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna tell you this: just because you got on a pair of J's does not mean your fit is good. Look, J's are cool. Some of them look nice. But if your fit is trash, your fit is trash. There's nothing your kicks can do to change that.
Yeah, bro. I hate when people try to salvage an outfit with the kicks, bro.
Yeah.
Just stop that.
Also, you know who I blame?
For all of you who are wearing creased forces, stop that. Go get some force fields. Go put some heel inserts, something. Stop letting your forces get so creased. That's not okay. Stop listening to these Gen Zs. This is not all right. Millennial talk.
I blame Eminem.
What does Slim Shady have to do with this?
Because he made that statement saying 10% is your outfit, 90% is your shoes.
Eminem's from Detroit. We don't care about how niggas from Detroit dress.
Look, he made that statement, and you know who his core audience is? And you know who can't dress with Jordans and who got creased shoes.
Hey, we don't name no names, but if you know, you know.
If you get what I'm saying, you know what I mean.
Hey, if you picking up what we putting down, you know what we talking about, and we ain't no clown. So thank you for tuning in to the episode of the one and only D1 Ignite University. Fellas, before we get out of here, let me get those final thoughts real quick. Cool, what you got for the people?
Final thoughts, man. This Thursday is the Washington Commanders versus the Chicago Bears. That might be the worst Thursday night football game in history. People, I would suggest you tune in to the Major League Baseball playoffs that day.
Yeah, I'm agree with Kurt. Because just saying, ain't no one to watch that Thursday night game. No one didn't want to watch last Thursday night game. So,
and Thursday night on Amazon ass.
Amen. Bro, the only thing I look forward to is Richard Sherman saying something OD.
Thanks.
No, that's pretty much it. Because, I mean, bro, for one, NFL need to get away from this whole Amazon project because this thing sucks.
Just another way to face the world.
Am I the only one that just feels like even the actual game itself feels just like one big ass Amazon commercial?
Yeah.
No, it is.
It is.
Even the game that is supposed to be an NFL product just feels like one big-ass Amazon commercial.
You know what pisses me off about Amazon calling the games on Thursday night?
What?
They have the graphics while in the middle of the play, so you don't even get to see the formation. You just see the last part of the plays.
Yes. They get this shit. We can talk about this all day. So we got to get out of here. So again, thank you for tuning in to the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. We look forward to coming to you semi-live whenever the hell I feel like it at this point. So like we love to sit up, learning, keep living, keep loving. The eyes of Texas are upon you, and we are out of here.
The university.